Howard William Loggins and his grandson, Howard William III, are practically inseparable.
We go together everywhere I go, he goes.
Sometimes even when Loggins the younger is at school.
And I'm one of these. Every field trip that goes, guess who goes on a field trip? We go everywhere.
Loggins, at 83, has raised his grandson since he was 2 weeks old. That doesn't make him a typical chaperone on a Crystal House Academy field trip, but then again, Crystal House Academy isn't a typical school. Crystal House is a charter school that seeks out kids from low socioeconomic backgrounds. Almost all of its 524 students from kindergarten to ninth grade receive free or reduced price lunches. Classical music plays on a constant loop here. It helps keep things quiet in the halls, but the differences go far beneath the surface. For Loggins, the biggest contrast he noticed with the city schools was the teachers.
They already got that smile on their face. You go into elementary schools and you go into cities, they don't have that smile there. Some of them look like a frown will knock you down because they're under so much pressure.
Take out the ones that are paperclip and have the fraction on them.
Crystal House teacher Courtney McCullough is explaining fractions to her second graders now. So in that spirit, let's take a look at some numbers. When the school opened in 2002, only 18% of Crystal House students passed both the math and reading portions of the state standardized test, the I-STEP. Last spring, 70% passed the test. Only six other charter schools performed as well. So why the difference? Crystal House's principal, Carrie Dank, says it starts with a curriculum focused on projects grounded in the real world.
We want kids to feel like the work they're doing has meaning, and we think that if they believe the work is meaningful, that someone somewhere is impacted by that work, that it's not the same as doing page 13. You know, it has a purpose, and if it has a purpose, then they'll persist in doing that work.
Dank also says Crystal House's model and merit pay system allow teachers to feel both challenged and supported. The school's namesake and founder is Indianapolis philanthropist Crystal DeHaan. She's a noted supporter of Governor Mitch Daniels' education overhaul, including laws designed to direct more state money to charter schools, a policy that has led Indiana's teachers' unions to accuse the governor of robbing Peter to pay Paul. While Crystal House's 70% passage rate on state tests is a number most of the state's charter schools would envy, it's just about average for the state as a whole.
Some legislators portray charter schools as the silver bullet to the problems that public education face.
Indiana State Teachers Association President Nate Schnellenberger argues Crystal House is an exception to the rule.
But it's not fair to compare that highest achieving charter school to our lowest achieving public school, but we feel that's not comparing apples to apples. It's comparing apples to oranges.
Whether Crystal House is a silver bullet, apple, or orange, William Howard Loggins says his grandkids have found a home at the school.
If I have my way about it, they'll finish right here. They started here, they'll go here, they'll be here.
And it's possible they could finish here. Crystal House just opened up a high school this past year and hopes to have its first class of graduates in 3 years. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.